I'm Laura McNamara, and I'm here speaking with Dan Kelly at the Propane Technology Forum. Let's talk a little bit about the exciting innovations that the different presenters are offering.
Oh, hi, Laura. Thanks for doing this. Our group has put on these forums for the last 4 years, and we try to cover all the markets that are available for propane. It's a propane-focused event. We do agricultural things, technical, our research and development in other areas. We've done electrical generation, vehicles are a big market for propane. So we try to cover the waterfront.
I've heard a lot about the growth potential that the propane industry has. Let's talk a little bit about the sectors you guys are focusing in for those growth pockets.
For agriculture, we're looking at sanitation primarily and in crop protection. We've done a number of projects that have to do with weed control in cotton and in other row crops. We've started some discussions with the dairy industry and with the chicken farming poultry industry on sanitizing of their houses. And then in other areas, the growth really seems to be right now in the engine fuel areas, which would apply not only to agricultural trucks and tractors and so forth, but also to over-the-road vehicles.
What part of the discussion going on here at this propane technology forum is new and innovative as opposed to the past years?
We're trying to bring all of the new developments every year. So in this forum today, for example, we have brand new vehicles that are available that weren't available last year. The Roush pickup truck is a new product. We should have had a Bluebird school bus here. It's ready, but it wasn't available to be delivered today. It'll be ready in a couple of weeks. But that's a brand new, the first propane school bus that's been available for the last 5 or 6 years now from an OEM, from a major manufacturer. We have propane bobtail trucks for the industry itself that are new again this year. These are all things that we didn't have at our last forum.
Okay, and speaking of a bus that can run on propane gas now, you know, the American consumers are dependent on diesel and regular gas fuel, but they're being introduced to other fuel types such as ethanol. How do you think the propane gas option will go over with consumers?
I think it stands a good chance, and for some of the reasons that were mentioned today by our partner from Mexico, the greenhouse gas signature for propane is the lowest of any alternative fuel. That's going to be more important as policymakers develop ways of addressing climate change. Propane has a favorable price ratio to other fuels in terms of incentives, especially in places like Texas. You know, there's federal policy that gives users of propane motor fuel a 50-cent a gallon tax credit on their fuel. So if you're paying $2.50 for propane, getting this incentive, you're really paying $2 for propane. Gasoline here in Austin right now costs about $2.80, and the BTU content of propane is such that as a strictly economic proposition, we're very favorable at that rate.
Most people, when they think propane, your average consumer probably thinks high volatility. How do you expect to get past that with consumers?
Consumers are already using propane in their barbecue tanks, millions of them around the country. It's the same technology. Those tanks are very secure. The technology is quite mature to retain the gas, make sure that it's used safely. We haven't had any kind of difficulty with the safety issue.
Okay. I think that covers all the questions I have for you now. Anything you want to add?
No, just glad that you could be here and glad we have such a good turnout today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Bye.